This is Audible.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars Tarkin by James Luceno. Read for you by Ewan Morton. Five standard years have passed since Darth Sidious proclaimed himself Galactic Emperor. The brutal Clone Wars are a memory, and the Emperor's apprentice, Darth Vader, has succeeded in hunting down most of the Jedi who survived dreaded Order 66. On Coruscant, a servile Senate applauds the Emperor's every decree, and the populations of the core worlds bask in a sense of renewed prosperity. In the Outer Rim, meanwhile, the myriad species of former separatist worlds find themselves no better off than they were before the Civil War. Stripped of weaponry and resources, they have been left to fend for themselves in an empire that has largely turned its back on them. Where resentment has boiled over into acts of sedition, the Empire has been quick to mete out punishment. But as confident as he is in his own and Vader's dark side powers, the Emperor understands that only a supreme military, overseen by a commander with the will to be as merciless as he is, can secure an empire that will endure for 1,000 generations. Chapter 1. The Measure of a Man. A saying emerged during the early years of the Empire. Better to be spaced than based on Belderone. Some commentators traced the origin to the last of the original Kamino-grown soldiers who had served alongside the Jedi in the Clone Wars. Others to the first crop of cadets graduated from the Imperial Academies. Besides expressing disdain for assignments on worlds located far from the core, the adage implied that star system assignment was a designator of worth. The closer to Coruscant one was posted, the greater one's importance to the Imperial cause. Though on Coruscant itself, most effectives preferred to be deployed far from the palace, rather than anywhere within range of the Emperor's withering gaze. For those in the know, then, it seemed inexplicable that Wilhuff Tarkin should be assigned to a desolate moon in a nameless system in a remote region of the Outer Rim. The closest planets of any note were the desert world Tatooine and equally inhospitable Geonosis, on whose irradiated surface the Clone Wars had begun and which had since become a denied outlier to all but an inner circle of Imperial scientists and engineers. What could the former Admiral and Adjutant General have done to merit an assignment most would have regarded as a banishment? What insubordination or dereliction of duty had prompted the Emperor to exile one he himself had promoted to the rank of Moff at the end of the war? Rumours flew fast and furious among Tarkin's peers in all branches of the military. Tarkin had failed to carry out an important mission in the Western Reaches. He had quarrelled with the Emperor or his chief henchman, Darth Vader. Or his reach had simply exceeded his grasp, and he was paying the price for naked ambition. For those who knew Tarkin personally, however, or had even a passing familiarity with his upbringing and long record of service, the reason for the assignment was obvious. Tarkin was engaged in a clandestine Imperial enterprise. In the memoir that was published years after his incendiary death, Tarkin wrote, "After much reflection, I came to realize that the years I spent at Sentinel Base were as formative as my years of schooling on Iriadu's Carrion Plateau, or as significant as any of the battles in which I had participated or commanded. For I was safeguarding the creation of an armament that would one day shape and guarantee the future of the Empire, both as impregnable fortress and as symbol of the Emperor's inviolable rule. The deep space mobile battle station was an achievement on the order of any fashioned by the ancestral species that had unlocked the secret of hyperspace and opened the galaxy to exploration.